This is Shir 22 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. Today we're going to continue with the machlokes between the Chavos HaVavos and the Ramchal about why a person has an obligation to do Hishtalos. We're going to bring out certain practical ramifications and differences that arise according to these two towering opinions. The Ramchal, who learns that the source of obligation of Hishtalos is born out of a curse, writes explicitly in his Sefer Derech Eitz Chaim that in truth a person was not really created for the purpose of working and doing Hishtalos. Therefore, a person should develop an internal attitude where ma'oyes be'inyonei ha'olam disdains and rejects worldly affairs. He should feel disgusted by the fact that he has to engage so heavily in the matter of Hishtalos. And he should deep down desire to have time to pursue the things that he was truly created for and what the ultimate purpose of creation is all about. The Alter Mekelem in the Sefer Chachma U'Musar, Chelek Aleph, Maimer Nun Beis, brings a very similar approach. He writes that when a person is engaging in business, he must look at the business strictly as a burden, recognizing that it comes as a klala, a curse, upon mankind. He goes so far as to state that if a person finds that working is an oineg, a pleasure, and a nachas gadol, a great satisfaction to him, it is actually a choli gadol, a great sickness inside his nefesh, his soul. He is spiritually sick because it proves that he is far too reliant on his own efforts. The brother of the Gra in Sefer Ma'alis HaTorah writes a parallel idea. He states that even though a person needs to engage in this world for his parnasa based on the decree of Bezeis Apecha Toicha Lechem, nevertheless, he should feel great internal pain over this necessity. He should feel pain over having to leave learning Torah, feeling as though he needs to go down from a high roof to a low pit, which refers to lowering his spiritual level. He notes that it is comparable to the Mishnah in Sukkah, which brings a parable of a servant who wanted to pour a cup of water for his master. Instead, the master turned around and poured the cup right back onto the servant's head, meaning to say, the very fact that we are in a state now where we have to work and perform Hishtalos is a clear sign that we are in a compromised state, one that Hashem did not ideally want us to be in. Rather, being able to just focus on inyanei ruchnius, on spiritual matters. In addition, the Michlev Elio in Chelek Aleph on page 187 states that since the entire inyan of Hishtalos is a punishment and a klala, and because the Torah did not give a specific shear, a measure of exactly how much a person must do, the best path is to limit oneself as much as humanly possible from this klala. He writes that this is what many of the Gdei Torah have said, and that this is exactly what is laid out in the Mesillas Yesharim. So it is explicitly clear from all of these sources that the Alter Mekelem, the brother of the Gra, and in Ma'alas HaTorah and Rav Dessler are all operating under the assumption that we hold in accordance with the Mesillas Yesharim. On the other hand, if you look at the Sefer Chavos HaVavos in Shaar B'Tochon at the end of Parak Gimel, he presents a totally different attitude. He says that each person has to find the specific form of Hishtalos that runs closest to his own Techunas HaNefesh, his nature, his traits of his soul, and his personal characteristics. V'yasenu b'simcha, and he should do it with joy. He should perform his labor with happiness in order to fulfill Mitzvah Saboreh, the commandment of the Creator, that he commanded Adam Rishon through the phrase of the Yilu Shamra. The Chavos HaVavos explains that Hashem instilled in every person within his natural teva a ahava, a love, a chibar, an affection for a specific type of malacha. He compares it to the way a cat has a natural teva and takes genuine enjoyment in trapping mice. And he brings other examples from the animal kingdom to demonstrate that every single person has a built-in teva for a certain job. Therefore, if a person finds himself with an inner desire for a certain malacha, and he feels that his body is physically fit and suited for that malacha, he should in fact choose that specific field to be his source of parnasa. So it seems clear that according to this framework, his framework, you should be doing your work with genuine happiness and with tremendous desire. In fact, there's a Mishnah in Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, which states, Oyev es ha-malacha, love the work. The Tiferes Yisrael explains there that if a person loves doing his malacha, he will execute it with with absolute completion, with ease, and with ever-increasing ease. It will be just like it says regarding Yaakov Avinu when he was working for Rachel. They seemed to him but a few days because of his love for her. The massive amount of intense work that Yaakov had to perform for Rachel felt entirely minor and easy because he loved her so much. The Tiferes Yisrael adds an observation from the real world. You can see people engaging in incredibly difficult, painful labor, yet they are singing as they work. They love, and the love and the singing helps them directly and makes the rigorous work they are doing feel much lighter and easier. Furthermore, there's an explicit verse in Koheles, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Beitz, V'ra'isi ki ein toiv ma'aser yismach ha'odom v'maisev kuhu chalkoi. Wherefore, I saw that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his work, for that is his portion. A person should truly rejoice in his work. Rashi notes on this verse that the specific job a person is allocated is his true chelek, his portion, that he was specifically granted from Shemayim. Uboy yismach, and with it he should rejoice. To resolve these two dimensions of work, Michael Russo suggested, as his own interpretation, that everybody, even the sources we quoted earlier, like the Ma'ilas HaTorah, the Alta Mekelem, and the Psil Shisharim, are ultimately going to have to assume that a person must experience Simcha at the actual time they are performing work. Perhaps we can suggest the following distinction. The initial Ashkafa, the outlook, meaning your mindset when you first sit down to step out and begin whatever panasa you're doing, has to be with a feeling of deep regret and being upset that you must give us a precious time from your learning. However, once you are actively engaged in doing actual labor itself, the execution of that work must be done with simcha. Have a wonderful evening.